Okay, good afternoon, everybody. So another Hanukkah-related issue that came up recently, moving the menorah. Now, why would anyone want to move their menorah? So there are a number of reasons why it might happen, but the shaila that someone asked me was that they have someone who is in a nursing home, an older gentleman who's in a nursing home. He's with his seichel, he's chayv in mitzvos, and he's able to do mitzvos, but he doesn't have the physical capability to move around very well. So the nursing home offered that they're willing to let him light the menorah in his room, where he stays. However, someone's staff member from the nursing home is then going to move the menorah into their area, their common area, where they have all the other menorahs set up. So can he say a bracha and light the menorah in his room and then have them, and then they'll go and they'll take the menorah probably less than a half hour after he lights it and bring it somewhere else? Another case where this came up was I just happened to have seen online a video of Rav Meilich Biederman dancing with his lit menorah. So he was obviously moving it. So are you allowed to move the menorah? So let's discuss that halach a little bit. So we're familiar with the basic Gemara, the sugya in the Gemara, whether anachos and mitzvah or hadlakos and mitzvah. We know that we paskin that hadlakos and mitzvah, which would mean that if you light your menorah in a place that's not chayiv, in a place that you can't be yotzei the mitzvah, and then you move it to a place and you place it down somewhere where you can be yotzei the mitzvah, you're not yotzei the mitzvah, because the hadlaka is also mitzvah. But over here, that's not the situation. You're lighting it in a place, let's say in the case of the nursing home, where you can be yotzei the mitzvah, but then you're moving it afterwards, or somebody's moving it afterwards, somewhere else. So is that going to be a problem? So the halacha is, Mishnah Berurah writes, well, first of all, the Shulchan Aruch writes that tzarich she'ad likena b'makom anachasa, that you need to light it where it's going to stay. Once the menorah has been lit, it shouldn't be moved from inside the house to outside the house, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Hey, nor from inside the house to outside the house until it's been lit for at least a half hour. If you move the menorah from inside to outside or from outside to inside before a half hour passes, so the Mechaber writes that you have not fulfilled your mitzvah. Why? Shaharoa Omer Litzorcho Hu Madlika. Anyone who sees you walking around with this fire is going to say, of course he's walking around with it. He needs the light. He needs to be able to see. And that's going to take away the entire element of Persuminisa, the entire element of the menorah being something that's supposed to represent something. It's going to look like you're just walking around with something that you need to provide you with light. The Darkei Moshe quotes from Marivayil to not move it at all from its place, even after it was lit, even if it's going to be replaced somewhere else within the house. You lit it inside and you want to move it somewhere else inside. Darkei Moshe quotes from Marivayil not to do that. Or if you lit it outside, you're going to move it somewhere else outside. It's still going to be a problem. However, the Machsa Shekel and other poskim that are quoted in the Mishnah Berurah and Sivkat and Vav are makel to allow moving it to another area within the same room. It is interesting, the Magen Avram, while he quotes the Darkei Moshe in Hilchos Chanukah, in Siman Reish Samach Gimel, Sivkan Chav Gimel, in Hilchos Shabbos, the Magen Avram writes, Amrinon Gabe Ner Chanukah, that we say when it comes to Ner Chanukah, Hidlika Bifnim Votzia Luchutz, that it's no good, Aval Bechutz Mimakom Lemakom Shari, that to move it outside from one place to another is mutter. Vechein Mashem Yam Shal Shlomo, that if you Madlik Lemala Michaf, Inichal Lemata Michaf, Amal Lo Yatza, Shloyam Ar Lutzorcha Nakitla, that if you move it from above 20 amos to below 20 amos is a problem, but from below 20 amos to somewhere else below 20 amos sounds like that's going to be okay. So lechoretz mevur from the Magen Avram that the chashash mipnei aroim is only if you move it to an entirely different place. But if you move it somewhere else that's either within the facility or you lit it outside and you move it to another place that's outside, that would be okay. The question is, where exactly do we draw the line? In the Sefer Kovetz Halachos of Sefer Kovetz Halachos of Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, he quotes from Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky that even if you light bifnim shehekel lebnei abayis imnotel lecheder acher yesh l'stapik, that even though he thinks you're allowed to move it within a room, he's not sure if a different room is okay. So to bring it from inside to outside, not okay. From outside to inside, not okay. Within the same room, Magen Avram says that is okay, even though the Ramah said the Darkei Moshe says not so. Magen Avram and Hilchos Shabbos says that is okay. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky is not sure. What about from one room to another room? So there's makom to be mesupak about that. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlokas whether you need to be careful about not moving the menorah in shul as well. Meaning, first of all, I should mention direction. To remove it a couple of inches, that seems to be for sure okay. Meaning sometimes, let's say, in my family, we all get home at different times. So everyone's lighting menorah. On the first night, we did it together. Friday, we'll do it together. Masoy Shabbos, we'll do it together. But we're all getting home at different times. So everyone's lighting at different times. So one of my children lights the menorah that's in the front a little bit. And then the next child has to light the menorah that's behind it. So they don't want to burn their hands. So what do? So they might want to move over the menorah that's in the front a few inches. That lechora, they call it, I think, in Chabad, that the Friedrich Rebbe used to do that or whatever. Just move it a few inches is not going to be a violation of even the most strict reading, even of the Darkei Moshe. Mishabura quotes Machlokas whether you need to be careful about this in Shul as well. And the Mishabura in Tafresh Ayinay Sivkan Vav Paskins Vafilu Bineris Chanuk Shemadlik and Besa Knesses Gamke Nachon Lizar Lechadchila Shalol Letaltalan Mimakoman Ad Shir Chatzi Shah. That you shouldn't even move the Ner Chanuk in Shul, which implies that even though it's within the same room, it's going to be problematic. And that's again subscribing to that sheet of the Darkei Moshe that even moving within the same room is problematic, but it's not so pashut that we paskin that way. It could be that moving within the same room is going to be okay, like the Magen Avraham writes in Hilchos Shabbos. Now, once it's been lit for 30 minutes, the Mishnah Brura and the Magen Avraham say, then it's okay, then all bets are off. You can move it however you want. However, the Eliyahu Rabbah in Tafresh Ayin Beis Beis says that no, even after a half hour, you shouldn't move it because it's still going to be the Maris Ayin. People are still going to say, Litzarcho hu madlika. The Mechabra, based on the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chav Gimel, says that one should not light the menorah while you're holding it in your hand, even if you plan on standing there like a statue the whole time. I mean, I'm not moving it. I'm standing right here. I'm just holding the menorah right here for a half hour. You shouldn't even do that, says the Mechaber. Says the Mechaber. However, some poskim, including the Taz, quoted by the Mishnah Brura, paskin that only if you held the menorah for 30 minutes do you not meaning that if you held the menorah if he held the menorah for 30 minutes, he doesn't fulfill his obligation. But others, like the Eliyahu Rabbah, paskin that he doesn't fulfill his obligation even if he puts the menorah down right away. And then others, Pri Chadash, quoted in the Prima Gadim, say that today everyone knows the menorah is only lit for the mitzvah, and your Yotze Yochiv, even if you lit the candles while you were holding the menorah in your hand. So practically, much better not to hold the menorah in your hand while you light it, much better to have it down on the table. But Rav Avadia thinks that we can rely on that shita that's the Pri Chadash and the Pri Megadim that everyone realizes nowadays. Even if you moved around with it, nobody would assume you're using it as a lantern because you never use a lantern any other day of the year. You just turn on the lights in your room. So it's not. So in the olden days, people used regular candles for both the mitzvah and for illumination. So it was easy to get confused. But nowadays, there's much less room for confusion. So that's an important svara to apply to this entire sim. So in the case of a person who is ill and he can't go to the makom where they light menorah and they want to bring him a menorah and then move it, Rav Vadya says that you could be makel on such a case. You could be makel to have him light in the room and then it will be brought downstairs afterwards, although he thinks the better option in such a case is for him to appoint a shaliach. We discussed the other day whether you can have a shaliach light Ner Chanukah for Yibur Amesha's makel, that you can have a shaliach light Ner Chanukah. So therefore, that might be the better option. Whether this is true of Neros Shabbos as well is also a discussion. The Taz holds that on Shabbos that Shabbos and Yom Tov are different than Neros Chanukah, but the Chida says that it should be treated the same way, and that the bracha on all of them is lahadlik, which means that the hadlaka is the mitzvah, and you should light it and keep it in the very same place where you light it. But certainly, when it comes to Ner Chanukah, one needs to be careful about this. So in the case of the fellow in the nursing home, so I thought for sure we could be makel, because first of all, they might let him keep it there for a half hour. You don't know for sure that they're going to move it. He's not going to move it. The question is whether they're going to move it. So it depends how on the ball they are, and they realize that it's been there for a half hour. So they might let him keep it there for a half hour. And even if they don't let him keep him there, when they move it somewhere else, it could be the place that they're moving it to is mibifnim lebifnim, which the Magen Avraham writes in Hilchos Shabbos, is going to be mutter, because that's also a makom of hadlaka. Even though Moreno of Shachter Shlita says that, let's say the lobby of a dorm building or something is not really a makom hadlaka, there's room to argue that in a nursing home it's a different situation, that it's a place that's not open to the public. They do things there, they play bingo there, and they have, you know, they do all sorts of other things in the common area. So it's an area that's used, and it has, and it's much more like a chatzer, which is really the ikar makom of hadlaka, is al pesach chatzer, opening up into the mavoi. So one could argue that wherever they're bringing it to is very likely a makom that's kosher for hadlaka anyway. And the only issue is that they might move, and maybe we could rely on the combination of that they might forget about you and the Magen Avraham that says that you're allowed to move it from one place to another within the house. Okay, so we'll stop there. Everyone have a wonderful day.